Welcome to Soundwaves, the audio blog by Dean Brenner of the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. In this installment, Dean draws on his experience as a parent to illustrate the difference between making long and short-term leadership decisions in the workplace.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner, and welcome to Soundwaves. So I've got a thought for you today about leadership and about the challenges between making good long-term leadership decisions versus making good short-term leadership decisions. And sometimes the same decision can benefit you long-term and short-term. But there are other times where the decisions that we make, the decisions that you make, the decisions that I make, are going to have more of a benefit one way or the other. It's a really good short-term decision, but long-term, you know, questionable, or vice versa. Really going to hurt in the short term, but you know it's the right thing to do long term. And the comparison that I want to make in this discussion is I actually want to talk about parenting. I am the father of a 6-year-old and a 15, almost 16-month-old. So my wife and I are neck deep in all of the parenting choices and decisions and experiences that so many go through. And it's wonderful, and it's great, and it's exhausting, and it's terrible, and it's everything all at the same time. And my wife and I are both readers. She's a history teacher, and I'm a executive coach, and we love to look for new ideas, and we're always looking for new ideas about how to parent more effectively. And next to our bedside, we have lots and lots of books and articles about parenting strategies. And there's some great stuff out there, and some of it's good, and some of it's not so good. But if I was going to summarize what I thought the basic differences were between all of the different parenting strategies that I've seen. And if I was going to oversimplify, and yes, this is an oversimplification, I would say that all parenting strategies fall into one of two categories. Are you going to make decisions on how you deal with your kids based on your desire to simply get through the day and to keep the peace? Short-term decisions, I want the kid to stop crying, therefore I am going to give X. Or are you willing to suffer some short-term pain and make parenting decisions that may hurt that day, but you know are the right thing to do long-term? This is a massive oversimplification, and there's plenty of parenting experts that I know that would say, whoa, Dean, it's more complicated than that. And it is. But when I think about a lot of the choices that a parent has to make, I think very often the choice comes down to, am I going to do what's easy today, but I'm going to regret long term, or am I going to make a decision the other way around? It's going to be painful today, but I know is the right thing long term. And I see that in the way we give in to kids, the way we handle the crying kid, the way we handle the grumpy kid. Am I going to do whatever I have to do to get this kid to be quiet so that I can continue with my day or continue with my conversation? And that may feel better short term, but as soon as I start doing that, kids are smart. Kids are literal. They figure it out. They figure out where the breakpoints are. And now they know, hey, if I cry loud enough, I'm going to get what I want. So it may feel good in the short term, but wow, are you going to regret that long term? And we see examples of both of these types of strategies. My wife and I do, and we, like all other parents, are constantly struggling with the decision for the today versus the decision for the long term. And we try, as many parents do, to default towards the decision, the behavior, the agreement with the child that is the better move long term. And if that means we're going to have a crappy day because we have a grumpy kid who can't get what they want, we're going to do our best to live with that. And every time my wife and I are in one of those choice moments, I think about how apropos that is to the workplace. And when it comes to keeping your colleagues or your employees or your boss happy, very often the choice comes down to, am I going to give in on this now to get through the day, to keep this person off my back? Or am I going to make a stand now and say, wait a minute, this isn't the way I want this to go. This is going to be painful. I'm not going to enjoy this conversation. But in the long term, I'm going to be much happier if I make a stand now. Because if I give in now, it's going to be harder not to give in next time. And the next time, it's going to be even harder. And the next time, even harder. So the point for you today, it's a simple one, as most ideas that we share with you are. We believe there's power in simplicity. But the idea is a simple one, that the way you deal with people in the workplace is very often very similar to the way we deal with people at home. And when you have somebody who's giving you a hard time in the short term, you have to decide whether you want to encourage that behavior by giving in. That might make it easier for you to get through your day, but it's going to come back to haunt you. Or do you want to make a stand today? Because every day you push that stand further down the road, it gets harder to make that stand. Every single time you give in, it's going to get harder to make the stand next time. Think about how you deal with people. Think about the way you let them deal with you. And think about how you're going to handle the short-term benefit of saying yes or giving in to the long-term benefit of having it be harder the next time, the long-term challenge of having it be harder the next time. Give that some thought. I hope it's helpful to you. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.